Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Bill Murray. I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel. And it's... Welcome to the Bill Murray. I'm Richie Firth. I hack travel, and it's live!
Oh.
Thank you.
Hi, Rich. Hi, everyone.
What an undermining start that was. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming out tonight. Thank you very much indeed. Why are we here?
I think the main reason why we are here tonight is because you and I have been involved in a little project.
Yes.
It's lasted us for 2 years.
Yes.
About 2 years ago, Richie approached me and he said, Chris, I feel generally fulfilled in life, but what I don't do enough of is spend time with you and time away from my family.
That's not the case.
And so we decided to embark on 5 trips.
Correct, yes.
And those trips have taken me and Rich literally around the world. Close to around the world. sometimes out of London. And so I guess maybe we should start with a bit of context, Rich. So who are you and why are we here?
So the context is this. I've known Chris for far too long. I first met Chris when he started to produce a radio show that...
I was Richie's boss.
You weren't? That's a moot point. I wouldn't have said he was my boss.
I mean, it's a fact.
You weren't my boss. You produced the show.
I was your line manager.
You produced the show, however, as the talent on the show.
Right.
At such point, if you weren't producing the goods anymore, we would have been able to move you on.
Richie was the talented member of the programme. The picture that you can see behind you in the room is one of the highlights of our experiences together on a radio programme where Richie, as when we attempted to take part in a pub quiz and then report on the pub quiz the next day,
yeah.
For some reason you decided to go to the pub dressed as a chicken,
yeah.
Throwback shot after shot after shot,
yes.
And then pass out in the hotel lounge of a Marriott.
That is the Marriott just near the Rose Bowl in Southampton. If you're
didn't say it was glamorous,
like your cricket, and I am indeed a passed out chicken there. That is true. So yeah, that's how I met Chris. Chris came to me and said, Richie, I'd love to work with you. It's been too long. What are you into? We should do some kind of podcast. That's actually what happened. He'll give you some other kind of horse shit, but that's not the case. That's what happened. And I said, I like travel. I've got lots of ideas. I can help people get places quicker. I hack travel. And that's how Travel Hacker was born.
I mean, it's literally what happened. We sat in a coffee shop and I said, what would you like, Richie? And you said, I hack travel.
That's right, yes.
And then we embarked upon what was going to be 10 missions.
Yes.
10 missions around the UK proving that you can do wonderful things with travel.
Correct.
5 trips later, we've given up. And
For now.
And really?
Yes.
Oh, God. My wife is going to kill me.
Don't tell her.
What?
Don't tell her.
What am I going to say? Sorry, I'm just going to pop to the shops for 12 hours. So we decided to bulk the season out with what Richie decided to call moratoriums.
Correct.
So,
public consultations.
You've never called it that before.
Well, yeah, no, that's the definition of a moratorium.
No, it's not.
Carry on.
So, and basically we feel that we've got a lot of unresolved issues.
Yes.
And so we thought the best way to solve our unresolved issues was to hire a pub in Islington and have it out in front of a bunch of strangers.
Correct.
So thank you for coming, everybody. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to go through a series of five challenges that we took part in. For those of you, I mean, how many people here have heard the podcast? About, okay.
Fantastic.
So, excellent. So if you guys have got a rough idea of what's going on, sorry to everybody else. So we're going to go through what happened and we're going to try and explain how and why it happened.
Yes.
I've got some questions that were emailed in by some listeners. We'll be open to questions from any of you guys along the process, along the evening as well. And we're going to attempt to decide, are you ready for this, Rich?
Go on.
Whether each challenge was a hack or whack.
Right, okay. So hack is good, whack is bad.
I think so. That's right, yeah? Hacking
cool,
is good,
right, yeah.
Whacking.
Well, it is travel hacker, so yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool, right, okay, good.
So should we do trip one?
Yes. When do we tell them about the merch?
Oh, we've got merch.
We've bought merch. Yeah.
How are we going to sell the merch, Rich?
Well, at the end, I guess. That was a rather lukewarm response to the merch. I'm a little bit concerned. We bought merch.
£83 we've spent on merch. We'll come to the cost of this season later on. So our journey started 2 years ago.
Clackett Lane.
No, it didn't start in Clackett Lane.
Oh, no, it didn't, did it? No, South Mimms.
It started in South Mimms. Yeah. So we in February 2018, we decided that we would embark on a series of challenges. And so just 5 months later, we started the first one, which was involved me and Richie meeting in a car park just north of London.
Yes, so we met at South Mimms Services, which is the point where the M25 was started and finished by Margaret Thatcher in the 80s. Okay, the M25, orbital motorway, 114 miles, give or take. Now, those of you who have some bare rudimentary maths will realise that with a speed limit of 70 miles an hour, it should be very doable to do the M25 in under 2 hours. Yet people fear it. So the first hack was to let people know that the M25 is not a beast that needs to be feared. We were trying to do it, the whole M25, in under 2 hours.
Why?
Fuck's sake, I just explained.
No, I heard that, but
I just explained.
No, you're going to have to give me. So, the purpose was
Can I speak to
no,
the
no,
audience?
No, not what
no,
we...
No, and I'm about to explain. Name me one town in the south, anywhere.
Reading.
Reading's great.
It's
name me,
sort of
that's
the
not
south.
Really the south, it's more no. The west. It's...
Do you want me to give you one? Would that help?
No, well,
Brentwood.
Plymouth's good. Reading's not so good, so I'll explain what I'm saying. Plymouth's good, and a town...
What are we getting to?
I need somewhere north of London.
Derby. Watford.
Derby's great.
Derby's so, not in the south.
If you're going to drive from... I said north.
No, you said south.
You, sir, I liked, because you said Plymouth, all right?
No, so south.
It is, yes.
So what's that got to do with Derby?
If you're going to drive from Plymouth...
Yes, you're right.
If you're going to drive from Plymouth to Derby... or this is really bad because you wouldn't take the M25. The whole point of this podcast, not this podcast, this travel hack, was to show that if anyone's using the M25, you've only ever got to use half of it, all right? So at most, it should take you an hour. Don't fear it.
So why did we drive all the way around the M25?
Eh?
Why did we drive all the way around?
To show that no matter what point you enter or exit, it will only take
right,
you
let's just
hours.
Move on. Let's just move on. So basically, me and Richie met at a car park in South Mimms.
South Mimms, where they started.
And
whenever I pass Clackett Lane Services, I just see a couple of ball bags.
Where we attempted to drive all the way round the M25.
Yes. So Right, Chris didn't believe me back. Does anyone else used to play with clackers at school?
No.
Clackers, they were like...
Ball bags.
So it was, you'd hold this thing, it had two string bits, and then you got two balls that looked like ball bags. Well, balls, because the ball bag is the singular, really. Okay? But if you went like that, they'd go clack, clack, clack. And so whenever I think of Clackett Lane, I think of ball bags.
Yes. And now everyone in this room thinks of Clackett Lane and thinks of...
Ball bags.
Ball bags.
Well, I don't think they do, because no one had heard of clackers.
And who built the M25?
Thatcher.
No.
And it's where they finished building it in the 80s. And opened by the iron-fisted lady.
That's
the iron-fisted lady.
She broke down the iron curtain.
She broke down the iron curtain?
Yes.
With her iron fist?
Yes, that's right.
Before or after she built the M25? Just get the chronology right for me here.
Well, I'd say after, because the M25 was built early 80s and the Iron Curtain fell with Gorbachev towards the end of the decade.
Right, so as soon as she finished building M25...
Yeah, she had other things to do.
She went to Russia.
Look, this is not a politics podcast.
Right, okay, I'm just trying to get the chronology
right.
Barely
a travel one.
I mean, I don't think it's ever been that.
Oh, right, okay.
So me and Rich drove around the M25 the end. Is that fair?
Yes, because we did it in under 2 hours.
So we did do it in under...
Let's have the first vote. Was it a hack or was it a whack? It's a hack! Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Great. Slightly leading the audience there. Do you remember what happened when we finished? I'll play. This is
we got out of the car and embraced.
We did. It was beautiful.
Richie Firth, travel hacker!
Yeah, it was about 10 o'clock at night, and that was actually quite desperate. That.
It was about 10 o'clock at night, and that wasn't actually the end of the programme, was it?
No.
Because I think Richie might have prematurely led the audience into assuming that this was a hack, because he'd successfully driven around the M25 in 2 hours. Mm. Because about a week later, I got a nice little letter in the post.
Yes.
From the people who ran South Mim's car park. And because I'd been parked there for more than... They were called Parking Eye, very good. Because I'd been there for more than 2 hours, I received a £150 fine.
I also received a letter from the very good people at Dart Charge, who, because we'd driven through the Dartford Crossing...
And were busy talking about ball bags.
Just before 10 o'clock, we were still charged. So, I got... That's whack as
Thank
well.
Thank you, that
yeah.
is whack.
Well, circumstantial whackage, I would say, actually. Because if we'd driven through at a different time, it would have worked. So I'm not accepting your whack,
I think
Adam.
It's fair to say that the motorway was empty.
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, it's fair to say that we did finish on time. Julie wrote him. Richie, sorry I can't be at the show tonight. I should put an excuse
this
here.
Like a Steve Wright show. Love
not
the
quite
show.
I should put an excuse why I'm not here, but I don't have one.
Right.
I live near the M25. In fact, I visited South Mim's services. I have never felt the need to drive all the way around the M25 and know that it'll be quieter to drive around it at night, should I ever feel the need. What did you achieve and why did I listen? Julie Hodderston.
Okay. First off, I tried to show that it's not a motorway to be feared. Secondly, because we actually crafted two episodes of this podcast out of the M25 challenge, it was a bit of a tourist episode as well. So there was things that you learnt. So you learnt about the sheep.
People learnt nothing about any sheep. No. For those who have not heard the podcast, please tell people about the sheep.
Okay, so there's two things I want to tell you. There's the sheep and there's also the cricket club. I want to tell you about the cricket club.
Please.
Okay, so the sheep. Near Heathrow Airport, you've got the Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother Mary reservoirs, I think they're called, something like that. Okay, they're right by Heathrow Airport and they're steeply banked. And what the Department of Transport and the government and the water board did together,
in collaboration,
triple enterprise, yep, is they bought a fleet of sheep. And what the sheep? Sorry.
A fleet of
sheep.
Yeah. Let's just say that. Let's just move
sorry,
on.
Sir? Because obviously it's rather dangerous to go up the side of a slope by a motorway with a lawnmower. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Because if you fell, you're on the motorway. Sheep obviously are more accustomed to cutting grass on a slope. So they are the only state-owned sheep in this country.
Right.
And
who believes that?
It's true.
Wow.
It's true.
I'm genuinely astonished.
It's absolutely true.
Right.
Why would I stand here? Well, I'm sat, actually, but why would I make it up?
I've been asking myself that for about 15 minutes.
Secondly, Belcommon Tunnel, other side of the M25. It's the only cricket club on top of a motorway in the world. Better reaction would have been nicer. So there doesn't... What's that? What was that?
I just thought I'd press it.
There doesn't have... The point is,
just said car horn.
The point is, there doesn't have to be a tunnel at the Belcommon Tunnel. It's only because they didn't want to move the cricket club, which is above. They are called Belcommon Cricket Club, and that is why the tunnel is there. They could have just like grip blast the whole thing out.
So we finished that hack feeling like fresh and ready to take on probably the biggest, most expensive hack of the full series. It was what we were calling train versus plane.
Yes.
We decided to...
So, okay, so everyone's heard of Manchester. It's a big city. Okay. Okay. Well, I know we're on shaky ground here, but...
I'm really enjoying myself.
I still believe in this. The point was to prove that it was quicker to travel from London to Manchester via Southampton. And the way that you would achieve this would be to catch the train from London to Southampton and get on a Flybe plane from Southampton to Manchester, and that was going to be quicker than Richard Branson's tilting Virgin trains.
Yes, that was the theory.
That was the theory.
So we needed a control for this. We needed a way of finding out that genuinely that you could get from the London Eye to Old Trafford, that common journey that everyone makes several times a year.
Well, all those Manchester United fans from Surrey up to Manchester, I think they do.
Where all those people commonly travel.
You kept on cutting all my barbs out towards Manchester United fans from that podcast.
Oh, interesting. That was the edit you had a problem with.
Yes.
All the other stuff, you're happy for that to stay in.
Oh, there's probably loads of others. But
right, yeah. Okay. What's your reasoning for me, like, or what's your reason for having a problem with that?
None, really. I was just noticing that it happened.
Yeah, I cut it out. Hmm. I don't need to explain myself. So we needed a control... And our control, we decided, was the intern.
Yes,
so,
Jemima.
Yes, so we got someone called Jemima, who's actually here this evening. Jemima, please stand up, say hello.
No, sit down.
No, Jemima. Jemima, come on stage, please. In fact, Rich, can
There's
you just lend Jemima your microphone for a little while? So
hi.
Jemima.
Hi, everyone.
Jemima's the star of the programme. Jemima, thank you for taking... Rich, actually, do you mind just budging over for...
thank you.
Thanks, Rich. So, have a seat, actually, mate. Go on. Five.
Can I have that beer as well?
Yeah, please, thank you. Great. So, Jemima, you were invited onto the programme, and you so kindly accepted, and you won.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not give anything away.
I'm celebrating my victory. Cheers.
Yeah, so, Jemima, congratulations.
Thank you.
Jemima came on the show. She recorded herself travelling by train from London to Manchester, and got there, 2 hours before we got there?
It was about half an hour, 40
minutes. Okay, half an hour, 40 minutes, that's fine.
I've been tested 3 months.
and for you, I guess it must have been quite a stress-free experience.
Yeah, it was delightful.
How was it for us, Rich?
It was not stress-free.
Why did we do it on a Sunday? Tell me about train schedules on a Sunday.
They get diverted.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was longer than the flight. The diversion to get to an airport in the wrong direction was longer than the flight to a place we didn't need to be.
Yeah. What was quite stressful was receiving WhatsApp messages from a very eager intern.
I mean, she was fantastic. Yeah, it was the highlight of the show.
To clarify, obviously, I did GCSE science, got double grade A. So I know in your role as a control, I felt you overplayed your part a little bit by constantly goading, by sending messages going, oh, I've reached Staffordshire and you're not even on... I don't know why you...
What is that?
That's my voice.
Is this what I hear in my head when you talk?
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, Jemima.
Worryingly close to another impression that no one does anymore.
I realised that halfway through. Don't worry, it won't happen again.
No, don't do it again! Let's move on. So this is where we discovered the joys of flapjacks on our journey. We discovered that flapjacks are a really nice accompaniment to a long trip. So, Rich, where's the Tesco bag?
It's over in the other.
Why don't you pass some
flapjacks?
Well, there you go. Could you pass some flapjacks out to the rest of the audience? Thank you. We feel that... why should we have been the only ones to enjoy the pleasure of flapjacks? So we got some flapjacks for you all as well. Yeah, have... Tuck in.
Do take and pass round, but once 20 are gone, they're gone.
Richie, tell me about the cab driver in Manchester. So we met a cab driver in Manchester. I'll tell the story myself. And what, you want me to just feel from... Should we have a quick ad break whilst you finish chewing? This is what he said.
Something special, Ian?
We're meeting a friend in a race.
Okay.
We're racing a friend there.
Okay, no worries.
He couldn't wait to get rid of us. Okay, no worries was the last thing he said to us before accelerating up the M62 and nearly killing all three of us. What a joy. Ladies and gentlemen, Jemima. Thank you, Jemima.
Thank you very much. I feel we might be seeing her again.
Does anyone have any questions about any of these hacks so far? We can do them at the end if not.
Let's go back for maintenance.
That's a very good question. We took the obvious route back. We got the train.
Get him evicted.
It's actually my uncle.
Didn't like that quote. Was that your uncle?
Yeah, it was, yeah. You've just tried to evict a member of my own family. He's one of your lot, it's fine. I've lost my notes to the third hack.
Oh, dear.
Can you pick them up? What was the third hack, Richie? Oh, it was this one. It was the lunch... Oh, I didn't actually think you'd do it. So our third hack was an attempt to do that famous world record attempt... an attempt to travel the London Overground. How long would it take us to do the London Overground?
Right, a little bit of history here. Okay,
don't answer the question.
I once attempted to break the world record for visiting all 270 London Underground stations in one day, and I missed it by 90 minutes.
How many? 90?
90.
Right, okay. Yes. Okay. I wish I'd known that before.
But I'm also aware that there is the London Overground and that there was no world record for it.
So and how did you know there was no world record for it?
Because I hadn't heard of a world record for it. So I thought, what a wonderful way to spend a day with my good old friend Chris.
Yes.
By setting the first world record. Actually just doing it, all right?
Yeah,
and
just
also,
doing it.
Once again...
Just getting into a train station and going, we're going to go here and all other 150-odd stations in a day without a plan.
No, we did have a plan because I'd planned a route and also I knew the kind of things that Norris McWhirter would want for a world record, so we were doing
another
all...
dodgy reference. let's keep working through them. So we met at Watford Junction.
Yes. What's wrong with Norris McWhirter?
Ah, he was horrible. So we met at Watford Junction. What are you doing? You're not Googling Norris McWhirter. We're in a... There's people in front of you. So we met at Watford Junction station and we once again bought ourselves some flapjacks.
You're thinking of his brother.
And this was what we used to plot the route. Richie picked up a free London Overground map and a Sharpie.
Yes.
And every time we stopped somewhere...
That's not me planning it. That's me crossing things off. All right? I planned it.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Just showing where we'd gone.
And we we met in the morning, didn't we? I took the day off work.
Yes.
And you didn't.
No.
So
we met at 11 o'clock at Watford Junction.
Yes.
We caught a train for Watford Junction.
Yes.
And then for the rest of the day, we were on the London Overground.
I really don't recommend ever travelling on the London Overground, attempting to travel to every stop with someone who you previously thought was a close friend. I cannot tell you. I mean, there was basically... Like the first sort of hour or so, we were so jolly.
Yeah.
By about hour three or hour four, we were sort of hungry, moody, and both needed a shit.
Yes.
And
we discovered that not very many London Overground stations have toilets.
Richie
and
was also.
Don't.
You also didn't want us to go to the toilet in case we missed any of our trains.
Yeah.
So that was fine. You know, you kind of think, okay, that's all right. Mm-hmm. by hours 9, 10, it was, I mean, there's not much of the audio that made it to the podcast. It was primarily me and Richie staring at each other, yawning and saying awful things to each other. It was not good. But it started off really enjoyable.
And I think we were only out there for about 11 hours.
Only 11 hours. And we were well nourished.
Did you do tango?
We had a lot of tango. We went to a shop where a man refused to sell us his tango.
Yes.
But we did eventually get some tango.
Oh, it's going down so well.
Oh. And when you're really thirsty and not stopping for many drinks, it really makes an impact. We met a man in one of the tango shops, didn't we?
We did,
A lovely man.
A lovely man. Is this the gentleman that corrected us on where we were?
Yeah, so at the time we were in South London. Neither of us are South Londoners.
Neither of us are South Londoners.
We were walking between two stations at the time, which apparently is allowed as part of this made-up challenge.
It's not made
and
up.
And it's very much made up. And
so we had just got off the train at Anally.
And we were walking through Anally, shouting really loudly, "Oh, it's really nice to be in Anally. I like this place. Tell me, sir, about Anally."
That's exactly what
time and time again. And he was very polite. He answered us many, many questions. And then at the very end...
It's called Anally. That's how you say it.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit.
He corrected us, told us it was Anally, and crossed the road as quickly as he could. And we never saw him again.
That might have been why you weren't allowed to buy that tango in the news agents.
Now, in retrospect, that's probably true. I think after about 10 hours and 50-something minutes, 10 hours and 21 minutes maybe, we reached the final stop on
Enfield.
And we at least could comfort ourselves with the fact that we'd set a world record. We soon after that got an email from the official body that recognises such things, who told us, one... 5 people had done it quicker in the last 12 months alone. And 2, we actually hadn't even gone to all the stops. There was one that we'd missed. That we could have only gone to if Richie had not bothered to go to work in the morning, like I hadn't, because it's only open in the morning.
Yeah, so it turns...
And we wasted the entire day.
It's there. As you can see, look. It's
on
dots.
The map.
No, but it's...
It's on the sodding map.
It's
your stupid system, and you're not paying attention, because even you were bored of your own challenge. Never got us there.
It was dotted. You've moved the slides on now, but it was clearly
dotted.
I'll go
back. Look, where? Actually, no, I won't go back. It's not working. It was a dotted line, but it was on the map.
Thank you.
No, that wasn't the point I was making.
Okay, all right, okay. But look, we discovered loads of different places once again.
We did, and we pronounced some of them correctly.
Yeah.
Gary Bantz, 98.
Interesting character.
Yes. Wrote, I shouldn't read it. Chris, as the producer of the show, surely you should have checked if this was a credible world record attempt.
He makes a good
point. Fuck you, Chris. From Gary... That's a good point, and I've learnt my lesson. I hold my hands up. That was definitely whack. I can only apologise to my family. Does anyone actually think that was a hack? Does anyone think spending 11 hours wasting our time to not even set a world record or even go to every... Does anyone think that was a good idea? No, we're moving on. Okay. That's a great question. Why didn't we pack a packed lunch?
I don't know why we didn't pack a packed lunch.
We did stop in a fried chicken bar in Romford and got mistaken for a couple, which was about the only thing that kept us talking to each other because we kind of played up to it. Yeah. And she thought we were cute,
which was nice. Lovely. Yeah. We absolutely should have packed a packed lunch. That's something for season 2.
It is something.
He's ever so reluctant when I talk about season 2.
I don't know why. Nice T-shirt, by the way.
Not as nice as the ones you'll be able to buy at the end, sir.
They're queuing up. Our fourth trip of the 5 was what we are calling the Crossrail Challenge.
Yes.
And Crossrail, you might have noticed, actually doesn't fully exist yet. So how on earth did we do it?
I think we should have... We should have renamed this Crossrail, The Inconvenient Truth.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Yes.
In the style of like some kind of Al Gore presentation.
Yep.
Mm.
You're not going to tell people what the challenge was, though, are you?
Yes. Okay. So the challenge was to prove that you could fill in the tunnels or turn them into like flumes or something or other, and that it was quicker. that it was quicker to use the Royal Thames.
The Royal Thames.
The River Thames.
As everyone calls it.
The River Thames.
Yep.
That's right. That's it. River Thames.
And where are we going to?
We'll meet you at One Canada Goose.
I'd been drinking.
No, you hadn't.
Actually, I hadn't by that point.
It was
no.
The one trip we didn't turn to the booze.
We did on the catamaran.
Oh, we did actually, yeah.
Yes.
No,
it's we'll come back to that. You drop your notes, you want to get in this time.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So, yeah, the whole point was to prove, in all seriousness, Crossrail is so late, it's so over budget. The whole point was to prove that they can just fill them all back in, fill the tunnels back in, and just invest in some better boats. He is getting them, you know. Invest in some better boats for the Thames. What are you doing?
Don't stop.
All right, okay. We needed a controller game. Jemima, come and stand there.
Oh, yeah, please welcome back Jemima, everybody. Jemima, in fact, Richie, jump off your seat. Go on. Now, I think we need to really ask some questions about Richie's facts. Like, for example, how old the Thames is?
The River Thames. It's been here since Adam and Eve.
Now, listen. Well, this is really not fair. I gave out a fantastic fact during this particular episode, and you've not chosen to play that, all right? That the River Thames, whilst it flows through Oxford, is called the River Isis.
Yeah, and on that light note, let's move on. Jemima...
Here's an advert.
How...
We'll meet you at One Canada Goose.
I thought that was the music.
Are we back from the advert now?
Back from the advert, it was a quick one.
Five things. Jemima, yes. How much did you know about the hack when you arrived to meet us at Embankment?
I knew literally nothing.
So, Richie had spent 2 months or so planning this trip.
Yeah.
And you had spent...
So little to the extent that I actually cycled there. And then I spent about 2 hours getting back to collect my
money. So, Richie...
I didn't know that. Can we just acknowledge for a second this look of wonderment? I'd never noticed that before. It's wonderful.
What element of it?
Jemima's, look at me. It's a look of wonderment.
Yeah, it is. And now my clicker's not working. Jemima, do you want to press the right button? Or the space bar? There you go. There we go.
Oh.
So me and Richie got on a boat. It was really simple for me and Rich. We just had to get one boat from West London to East London.
Yes.
Super quick. No changes, no transfers. Jemima had to make up a way to find a train station and get to East London along a line that doesn't yet exist. So she had to improvise
over three tube
trains whilst we were able to sit there and drink grapefruit beer. Actually, that's a good point. Jemima, could you grab that plastic bag? In there you'll find a can. Does anyone want a fruity beer? Because if there's one thing to get... There we go. There you go. No, that's the Elmon. There we go. That's the fruity beer.
There we go.
Please. So we did find, actually, that the boat does sell alcohol.
Yep.
And the guy on the boat did tell us that they occasionally sell gin and tonics and Captain Morgans to commuters at 8 o'clock in the morning.
But I tell you what, they won't do that for you on Crossrail, will they? There's not going to be a bar on there, but there is on the Thames Clipper.
There is.
And the reason Jemima was only allowed on the Central Line is because that is why Crossrail is being built, to relieve the Central Line.
So that still doesn't... I'm still not connecting the making Jemima travel on three tubes and not choose her own journey.
She had to get to the Central Line from Embankment, so that was one of the tubes.
Right.
And then she had to get off at Bank and get on the DLR to get to Canary Goose. So...
So, Rich, what was the look on your... Could you press right again? Thank
Remind.
You,
Joe.
This was Richie's face when he realised that our journey from east to west got quite confusing when the boat headed west.
Yeah. So, boat people aren't that fussed with timetables, it seems. And this was the start of the service, and I just thought it would automatically just go...
East.
East. It didn't. It went west quite some way, didn't it?
As scheduled.
I know. As it turned out, yes, it was. Yeah. But the thing was, in the timetable, when you look this up yourself, it was labelled eastbound services. But it doesn't say that it goes west before it goes east.
No, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't say that. Jemima, sorry, could you move on one more time? And so this was Richie looking really happy because he thought he'd got us to
Canary Wharf.
One Canada Goose.
That's it, yeah.
Quicker than Jemima, who clearly had no hope. And we actually really thought we might make it. And then, sorry, one more time, Jemima. And then... thank you. There we go. Is that actually going to play? It's not going to play. My laptop.
Yes, it is. It's playing behind you.
Oh, was it? There we go. That's fine. There we go.
Yeah.
Things soon unravelled when it turns out that one of the biggest buildings in the UK is really big. And you can't... If you say, I'll meet you at this really big place, that isn't like saying, I'll meet you at the Bill Murray.
No.
It's like saying, I'll meet you at... Something that's about a mile high.
Yes.
With multiple entrances.
Yes. But as you can see here, we arrived at the entrance that was right by the Crossrail station, which would have been most people's logical meeting point.
Right.
As it turns out, Jemima was the other side.
She was the other side. And what time did you get there? How many minutes before us did you get there? 25 minutes before.
There was three trains. There was never any way to approve this.
What do you mean?
There was never any way to approve that.
John, please click to the next slide because I think you will actually find, if this actually plays, you will actually find you and me walking around until we actually find Jemima, who is just stood there looking at her watch.
Yeah, but she could have been doing the same thing the other side.
Well, she could have been, but she wasn't.
Some kind of Laurel and Hardy.
She definitely wasn't. I've got voicemails from her to prove
fair
it.
Enough,
it was whack.
Okay, another one. Right.
And, well, you know, but it did give us some insight. Like, for example, how many sides does a pyramid? How many sides does a pyramid have? Interesting five. I've got a five there. Who was the five?
Three.
We've got threes.
Four.
Ah, square set. Interesting. We hadn't thought about entering the pyramid through the floor.
Technically, it's four.
Thank you. Very good point.
So, we can't enter someone's living room through the middle of the floor either, Rich.
No, that's very
true. So, this
true,
is a bit of an in-joke.
You can't enter the fucking house through the neighbour's living room.
Me and Rich were getting on really well by this stage.
Has your uncle heard you swear?
Now he has, yes. So it didn't really go very well.
No, it didn't.
And in fact, me and Jemima stuck around Canary Wharf after a while to have a little drink whilst you rushed off.
I left.
Quicker than I've ever seen you run anywhere before. I guess it was partly in preparation for our final hack of the series. Oh, before, Jemima, thank you so much. Everyone, please, Jemima. You can sit down. You are the intern. Press buttons. So our final hack was an epic challenge, and it was nothing to do with the fact that we'd run out of money. Can I just establish, we still had loads of money. We have merch available at the end of the show. Thanks, Rich.
Can I also let you know that this final hack was done on Christmas Eve, just to give you the full desperation of what was going on here.
So we decided to put our faith in the British public, the wonderful British public. We thought that surely, rather than pay for Richie to get to work from his hometown of where?
Correct.
To London.
Yes.
We thought, again, I would take the day off work, but Richie would still have to have this scheduled around his own working day.
It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it was.
Of course you're off work.
Well, I had to take a day's holiday.
Okay.
But no, it's fine. It's fine, mate. It's really fine. And so we had to... take a trip for free, relying on people who were going to thumb down to take us to London.
Correct.
Quicker than you could have, £10 train journey.
So the whole point of this hack was to remind people in these troubled times of conflict and everyone being horrible to each other, that actually we're all actually quite nice and that we can help each other out. And this hack was to prove... by making a hitchhiking sign to show where you need to get to.
So when I got to where, Richie hadn't actually planned this journey in so much as we said we'd hack, but we didn't have a sign. And
correct.
I think if there's one thing I've learned about hitchhiking is you need a sign.
Yep, so we went to the post office and I bought a cardboard box.
Does anyone want a can of Elmon? So they refused to sell us Tango once again. Jemima, would you be so kind? Would anyone want like a can of sparkling Elmon? No, there we go.
There we go.
Nice
for the journey home.
Can of sparkling Elmon for you. It's not as nice as Tango, but it's 93 pence in Tesco.
So that's what Chris bought. I bought another beverage, Rubicon.
Yes.
There we go.
Well, more on that later. So Richie decided to write on his sign. And anyone got any guesses as to... So I'm showing a sign here of... What am I showing us?
So this is...
Two socks.
No, that is not two socks. That is a praying hands emoji. Because there's only so much on there. So I think I'd written something like, please take me to London. But I wanted people to know that I was being nice. So that's why I was trying to convey praying hands in the form of a drawing.
For the record, I genuinely think Richie is one of the great broadcasters of his generation. He does a very popular radio show. He's a very nice man, but we were almost 2 years into this by now.
Yes.
And it was Christmas Eve. Yeah. And we were maybe annoying each other a little bit. So
this hack has been the one where your company has been least welcome.
Things were not looking really good at the time. But we still, you know, we shuffled along to where, obviously, might you go to hitchhike? You know, some major junction, some really busy road. No, we just went to Richie's local bus stop.
With Chitty Chitty Bang Bang in the background, really bizarrely. No, look, my logic here was, as you can clearly see here, you've got a standard highway, you've got your road going one way, your road going the other way. But what you've actually...
That's how roads work, everybody.
But what you've got here is you've got a bus lane and you've got a bus stop. You like that, gentleman? My thinking
was... He's only had two sips of that crazy grapefruit beer.
My thinking was, if I've got my hand out like this to try and stop someone,
yes.
Okay, they're going to be more inclined to stop if there's somewhere for them to stop. Which right. In this case was a bus stop.
Which we subsequently discovered was actually in a no-stopping zone.
Yeah.
But at least we'd made a sign. We had our sign saying,
yeah, got the sign.
Please, praying
take me
hands,
to London.
Take me to London. And as you can see, Richie here is drinking some Rubicon. Now, Jemima, please, does anyone like, want some Rubicon? It's really
are.
Great. There
Wonderful.
We go. Please pass one out
Thank
to
you very much.
The side there. Richie, what happened next?
Unfortunately, you'd been carrying the Rubicon, and when it opened, it all fizzed up all over me, all over the sign, all over my trousers, all into my fingers, and you just laughed. It's gone all over the sign!
Stop it, give me that microphone!
You dropped my Rubicon.
You opened it.
I look like I've pissed myself. It's a bus. Oh, I hope no one sees us right now.
No one saw us or stopped.
Now, can I tell you something? You don't know this.
Right? Oh, God.
I actually said to you during that particular moment then, after about 30 seconds,
yes.
I said, cool, this is really stinging.
Yes.
This is really stinging. The Rubicon was going into my chapped fingers, right? That was Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'm still on antibiotics and I have a skin infection called streptococci or something like that. That I can put back to that one day.
So Rubicon melted your hands.
Yeah.
Can we have that bottle back, please? Yeah.
The reason that there is merch is to fund my legal case against the Rubicon Corporation. I haven't actually seen who they're owned by.
For the record, Rubicon had nothing to do with Richie's hands, and Rubicon is a legitimate part
AG Bar
of
PLC.
The AG Bar PLC
I'm
company.
For you.
No, you're not.
All right. Okay.
Please don't. And it all basically, I think things reached a bit of a head when, after an hour or so, hour and a half, I don't know how long it was, we spent a long time in that bakery, when we decided that things were going really, really badly.
Do I think I'm having a breakdown?
And you decided that you were going to just get the train home.
Well, no, it wasn't.
And
home.
I'd basically come all the way, or I'd come all the way to where?
Yeah.
To sit in a bus stop with you for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And then get the train back home again on Christmas Eve.
I had to still get the train to work. The whole point was to prove that you could save money on your commute and you could hitchhike into work every day. Unfortunately, no one picked us up. I still had to go to work. So, yes, I did end up walking back across the level crossing and getting the train into work. I'm going to vote on that one. It was whack. It was an absolute disaster and a waste of a day.
Jamie writes, Richie, did you just invite Chris to your hometown to sit at a bus stop? Why?
Circumstantially, that's what happened. Yes, that wasn't the plan.
No, it wasn't
the plan.
What would you have actually? I think so. This was Anise wrote him.
Oh yeah.
What would you? Hang on a second. Would you really have gotten in the car from Anise?
Yes, because it would have been two of us. I wouldn't get in on my own.
Right. Can I just really recommend no one ever tries to hitchhike in the UK? Because it was honestly, it was at best stupid. It could have been dangerous. It gave you like
Streptococcus.
We've barely spoken since.
Yes, true. I've liked it.
So, so that's what happened. We finished our fifth hack. We realised that we'd failed five times.
Yes. No.
Hang on.
No.
Hang on. What was your first answer?
I was automatically just agreeing with you to try and help things along. But no, we hadn't failed five times.
Okay, so we basically reached the end of our five missions and decided it was time to call it a day.
Well, it was Christmas Eve.
Well, we weren't doing another one on Christmas Day.
No, it's true. Yeah.
No, yeah. So we're now stuck in this interesting position where I thought it would be nice to try maybe a few new hacks. You know, buses are great, aren't they? Like, so maybe we could try something on a bus or a coach. Or I'm really into cycling. I know Richie's very dismissive of cycling. I thought maybe we could do some kind of bicycle.
I'm not dismissive.
You're very
of cycling,
dismissive of bicycle.
I just don't think it's a very effective form of transport.
You said it's not a legitimate way.
Cycling is a hobby.
Yes, okay. And I'm sure many of us here hobby our way to and from work every day. And so there are plenty of things that we could do if we were to keep this going. But no, yes. Richie, you've got a better idea, haven't
My
you?
My idea is that we redo season one second time round, all right? And use all the learnings that we've made and do it all better.
So
all
what?
Right? So we do the... So the way I... this is a pitch to all of you guys because you're hopefully the ones that will listen, all right? We do the M25, but the other direction.
Genius. Radical, okay? Brilliant. I love it.
We do London to Manchester via Southampton, but we'll do it on a weekday and beat Jemima.
Great idea.
You can come along
Jemima,
again.
Jemima, oh no, there she is. She's yes. She's moved.
She's there. She's pressing your buttons.
Great.
Third one, London Overground. We'll actually do it this
we'll
time.
We'll actually go to all the stops. Yeah. Okay,
including
great.
Including that hatch.
Sounds
point.
Brilliant.
All right. Crossrail, probably still won't be open, and we'll only get on when it goes east.
And we'll take the log flume this time.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And then...
Hitchhike, we won't do that one again.
Okay. And so our plan then is to go and do this all again.
Or some fresh ones.
Your suggestions are, of course, most welcome. Now, I just want to approach one small final issue before we wrap this. That is how much it costs you and me to hack travel. To hack travel. You got any ideas?
Okay, I'm going to say £350.
Great guess. So we spent £100 on food, £50 on the dart charge, £150 on the parking fine, £300 on flights to Manchester. The list
£300 to Manchester.
£300. We didn't book it very far in advance. Trains from Manchester. Obviously, the pre-show booze. £83 t-shirts. Final cost as £1,320.
Go and get the merch.
So,
where's all that come from?
I've got it's there, Rich. So, thank you for coming to the one and only season of Travel Hacker Finale. It's been really genuinely wonderful having you here. We've still got some boiled eggs and some Haribo to hand out at some point. It'd be lovely for you guys to join us in a little bit of that. We will be selling some t-shirts at the end
we forgot
to put the name of the podcast on the t-shirts. And it just says Tango and Flapjack. Who is Tango and who is Flapjack?
I'm Flapjack.
Okay, and I'm Tango. And so if anybody wants to buy an in-joke for £10, please do stick around. We would absolutely love to at least sell 8.5 of them to claw back the cost of buying the t-shirts in the first place.
Which would then bring down the total costs to 1,230.
Doable. Yeah. Rich, have you got anything else you'd like to say before we set these people free?
Did I say that I was going to say anything else? Is this a leading question?
No, it's for once it's not.
Oh, right, okay. No.
Or is it?
I don't think so. I really want there to be a second series of Travel Hacker. Would you like there to be a second series? Yeah. Wonderful. I like that as an answer. There will be a second series. We might have to wait a little bit. This figure never must meet our other half's eyes.
Shall we quickly have an ad break?
Let's have a lot. Welcome back.
So thank you for listening to the show.
Yes.
Is it weird to have an ad break and then just finish the show?
I don't think so.
It genuinely has been a pleasure making the series. It's been really fun telling you the story of it this evening. It actually makes me feel a little bit worse.
No,
it wasn't catharsis, this.
No,
this
was, it really was
this
not.
Has been quite a difficult emotional journey.
Yeah.
It's the
opposite, cathexis.
Oh, wow. Yes. Excellent. Cathexis.
Very, very highbrow audience.
Yes. Oh. This has been very cathexic.
Yes.
So thank you for coming, everybody. You can say the outro.
Yes. I'm Richie Firth.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Richie Firth and I hack travel. There'll be another one another time.
Is that coming? One more go. One more go. You can do better than this.
And how did I normally end it? It's been since Christmas Eve since we last did. Well, that finished in a row.
Don't think about what you did in the past. I think if we've learned anything, it's we're not going to repeat what we did in the past.
Okay.
We're going to do things better.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for coming
Maybe
along.
Ask people to clap at the end, because that might make you feel better.
Okay. I'll do the outro
I would feel
and then
better.
You clap. I'm Richie Firth and I whack travel.
What I love most about this now is that Richie doesn't know how to get off stage. And he's just going to sit there smiling at people until they either bugger off or buy a t-shirt. It's going to be fantastic. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Do buy one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.